WCCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Day 23 of the government shutdown and more finger-pointing by Republicans and Democrats offering up doomed bills to pay some federal workers. Michael Wallace reports on the growing impact on millions of Americans.
Arkansas is warning SNAP benefits will be delayed if the shutdown doesn't end by November 1st. Teresa Robertson is with the Better Community Development Center in Little Rock.
We have clients come in all the time that talk about how I've eaten out of a dumpster three times this week because my benefits got cut off.
Meals on Wheels in San Antonio has lost $1.2 million in federal funding, forcing it to cut service to hundreds of seniors. CEO Vincent Ferris says a local business owner donated almost $200,000 to help.
It's letting these folks know that they're not alone and people remember.
A B-1B bomber flew over the sea off the coast of Venezuela today, the second such show of force by the U.S. military in a week. President Trump was asked about the continued strikes on alleged drug boats and whether he would seek congressional approval going forward.
Well, I don't think we're going to necessarily ask for a declaration of war. I think we're just going to kill people that are bringing drugs into our country. Okay, we're going to kill them. You know, they're going to be like dead.
CBS's Charlie Daggett.
Officials said to me yesterday, this isn't going to make an impact. Taking out a few boats and blowing up a few boats, it won't even act as a deterrent. And some of the people that are on those boats are fishermen who are either getting paid off or they might be coerced into taking those boats over. But it's going to take a land strike to take out significant infrastructure from these drug dealers.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio's in Israel to shore up the Gaza peace plan after a controversial but symbolic vote by the Israeli parliament on annexing the West Bank. President Trump was asked about that.
They're not going to do anything with the West Bank. Don't worry about it. Israel's doing very well. They're not going to do anything with it.
The Department of Homeland Security is redirecting resources away from San Francisco after Trump spoke to the mayor there, Daniel Lurie.
In our conversation, the president told me clearly that he was calling off any plans for a federal surge in San Francisco.
Federal authorities have busted up gambling schemes that allegedly involved NBA players and organized crime. At poker tables, devices straight out of the movies were found. U.S. Attorney Joseph Nasella.
A poker chip tray that secretly reads cards using a hidden camera, and an X-ray table that could read cards face down.
He said gamblers were cheated out of $7 million, and as many as 30 people have been charged in the scheme. On Wall Street, stocks finished higher today, the Dow up 144. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
The Bucks win the opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 133-120 win over the Wizards in Milwaukee. Giannis scoring 37 points, the most in his career for the first game of the season. NFL, Packers defensive end Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after three sacks Sunday against the Cardinals. This week, the Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love asked, when's the last time he heard from Aaron Rodgers?
No, we texted a couple weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, we shoot each other texts every now and then. You know, a lot of it is just saying good luck throughout the season. You know, A-Rod texted me and it's great to be able to hear from him.
Aaron Rodgers with reporters in Pittsburgh.
What are your emotions heading into Sunday?
Just excited about the game. It would feel different if it was going back to Green Bay. But I have a lot of love for the organization. But, you know, if we were playing Lambeau, that would be a little different feeling for sure.
That's Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and frosty tonight, with lows in the upper 20s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a little warmer, a high right around 50. A continued warming trend this weekend, highs climb through the 50s, maybe a slight rain chance. It's 42 right now.
Friday night, it's the start of the playoffs for the Wausau West High School football team. The Warriors will travel to Heartland to take on Arrowhead in a Division I, Level 1 playoff. Hear all the action live from the Culver Belt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 p.m. and the opening kickoff at 7 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Featherstone Cabinetry, the Wausau West Gridiron Club, K5 Construction, Rocket Industrial, and the Clover Belt Credit Union. It's Wausau West and Heartland Arrowhead in a Division I Level 1 playoff. Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Across the state of Wisconsin, people have concerns, to say the least, about Badger football. Brady Ewing, two-time Big Ten champion and NFL vet, will be here to discuss it at our favorite fall event. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes piña coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabe.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Conrad, what night is it?
It's Thursday, which means it's a Christmas Eve of weekdays.
Damn right, sister. It's a great night. It's a Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. You're almost there. The weekend is right around the corner. All you have left in front of you is Friday. It's fantastic. And in the meantime, to segue from Thursday to Friday, you got Nightlight. We're going to talk about some really fun stuff tonight. Great to have you here, wherever you're joining us from, around the beautiful state of Wisconsin. It is absolutely great to have you because it is a beautiful night. You've got lots of cool stuff happening this weekend, which is right around the corner. Did I mention that? And we've got a fun show, fun guests, fun discussion, fun topics. Phone lines are always open. You can always let us know what's on your mind, folks, throughout the course of the show. Love to hear from you guys, and it makes the show that much more fun. How are you doing today, Con?
I'm doing good.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little chilly, so I did something that made me a little sad today.
Oh, no. What's that?
I turned on the heat.
First time?
First time.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've been, you know, waiting because my electric bill's been pretty low since I haven't had to use AC or heat.
That like is this a path. Sweet spot, isn't it?
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's like the only thing that's going on is lights, you know, the fridge and
right.
My TV.
I'm totally with you. What do you know what your bills are for like electricity when you use your heat, let's say? You know, one bedroom apartment, that's not crushing you.
No, but it goes up, I would say, by like $20 or somewhere around there.
Okay.
But it was nice. I was only paying like $45 this past month.
So you pay $45 even when you don't use heat or AC?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have AC, right? You have a wall unit?
I have a wall unit.
Yeah. But that eats up.
I would say when you have it off and then you turn it on and you're just trying to catch up.
Yeah.
That's when it goes bonkers.
We have like a gas fireplace and I've been using that, but it's so like cozy. I almost look for excuses to turn it on. Like some nights I'll leave the sliding doors open so I get a breeze and get chilly, and then I'll turn on the horribly not energy efficient at all, but it's all about the ambiance. And I love getting home at night, and especially like tonight, there's a game on. I'll probably turn the game on if it's close. Turn on my fireplace. That's not too bad. And then I'll probably throw on a movie or something. But what's the game is, was it Pittsburgh tonight? And
Vikings Sunday. And Chargers tonight.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Aaron Jones is back from injury.
For the Vikings?
Yep.
Okay. How do we feel about Thursday night football?
I love Thursday night football.
Yeah, me too.
It's a sweet spot because you get like 2 days off and then it goes back. And it's like,
two
all right.
Two more days off.
I'm ready for the weekend now, you know, after Thursday night football.
It's like that's if Thursday is the Christmas Eve of weeknights, NFL football on a Thursday is like Santa on his way.
Yeah, sort of. Exactly. It's
like, and I know the players don't like it. A lot of the commentators say Thursday night football sucks because these guys are sore. They've had 2 or 3 days off, yeah. Whatever it is. I get that. But selfishly as a fan, a lot of times I won't even turn it on. If it's two dogs, I'm not going to watch that. But, it, like, this is a pretty good game tonight. And I always like watching NFC North teams, too.
So. I'd say Thursday night football is one of my favorite days of football. Yeah. And then Sunday.
Okay. Not Monday?
Monday's the least favorite, I'd say.
Yeah. That's usually the worst game, too. Like, NBC puts the good games on Sunday night. And Thursday night, you're not going to mess with Jeff Bezos. You're going to put a good game on.
You know, this past Monday, the game started at 9 p.m.
Oh, yeah, there's two of them, right?
Yeah, there was two last week. So that's people nuts. Like, you know, on the East Coast, that starts at 10 for them.
Right. I bet employers love that. So that'll be interesting. Hey, folks, if you are, we're going to pivot and go from the gridiron to Book Fest. It starts today, folks. The Wisconsin Book Festival is happening in Madison tonight through the 26th, bringing together authors and readers of all ages and all interests. Are you a reader, Con?
I would say I'm more of a listener, but I do like some books, too, you know?
I'm trying to get back into being a reader. It's tough.
I think I like an audiobook.
Yeah. A lot of people do. If I lived in Madison, I would go to this hoping it would motivate me to read more because I was a reader and I at some point that fell off. But don't miss out on New York Times bestsellers, Jane Hamilton or Mary Roach. They will be in Madison alongside dozens of others as they gather for readings and conversations around their writing. And it's all happening right now. If you want more information, if you need motivation, a kick in the butt to go start reading again like I do, go to civicmedia.com. There's more information there about BookFest, a really cool thing happening in May. Do we have a BookFest in Green Bay?
No, I don't think so.
Who did we talk to about this? Jim Schmidt?
Maybe we make our own Nightlight BookFest.
Oh, I like that.
And you are sitting reading to everyone.
And we keep all the profits. I'm thinking a cover charge, $100 a person. As Steve Martin used to say, one show. Goodbye. So that's happening. And we've got a great show tonight, folks. Two really fun guests. It's Thursday. That means we make the popcorn pick of the week tonight. And we give you, heading into the weekend, a great movie suggestion from our guest. And making the popcorn pick of the week tonight will be Jason Mansmith of the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. Jason's been on the show before. He's part of the Civic Media family. And if you haven't been to the Thrasher, you got to check it out. But we'll talk more about that with Jason. He's going to make the pick tonight. He's a theater guy. Opera house guy, but he watches some colored television, goes to the movies. We'll get the pick from Jason, and you can do what you want with that pick. But typically, we've been batting average the last few weeks has been outstanding with the popcorn picks. So I have no doubt Jason will make a good pick tonight. And then at 7:35, I am happy to welcome from Chicken or the Egg Photography, Chris Rogowski will be here. We're going to talk about comedies. Chris is also a musician. We're going to talk about upcoming dates he's got. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's at 7:35. Lots of fun here tonight on Nightlight. We got a great question. I have to get this. This drove me crazy. I do these Hollywood beats here at Civic Media. They play at the bottom of the hour, typically. And, you know, I'm combing through entertainment stuff. And there's a lot of stuff in entertainment I like reading about. I love reading about the art part of entertainment. Movies. TV shows. I'm a big binge watcher. I love movies. I love comedy, music. It's this nonsense that comes out like from these gossip rags that drives me crazy. And you see headlines like today on from E! News. This was on Yahoo Entertainment. The headline was Khloe Kardashian shares surprising update on her sex life. I think when we have headlines like that, that's when America really started to go downhill. I find that like so dumb. Now, my job here at Civic Media is to write Hollywood beats. So I try to make funny stuff sometimes. And that's why I read it. And I wrote a beat about it. So that cracked me up. But then they use phrases like she spilled major tea. And all it was like the season premiere of the Kardashians. And she's telling one of the other people on camera that she hasn't had sex in 3 years. Which I doubt, but okay. And then it just so happens her sister has a libido gummy line. They are shameless product talkers. So it's do with that what you want, folks. If your libido is lacking, or if you want to be better at sex, with or without a partner, take a Kardashian gummy. Apparently, that's the rule there. That's what they were going for. So this is a national Croc Day. Were you on the phone, Conrad?
Yeah, sorry.
You making some long distance calls over there?
Yeah, to London.
Anything I need to know? But this was kind of, it's National Crocs Day.
Yes, you know.
Do you own a pair of those?
I have a pair of Crocs. Okay. Sadly, they're, I wore them and now they're all sticky.
Uh-oh.
So I haven't worn them since then. I don't have a garden hose.
It's sticky.
So.
Put popsicles in them or something or what?
I honestly kind of forgot why they got sticky, but maybe they, okay. I don't know. I should probably really wash them more. Off, but.
Yeah.
I love my Crocs.
It's not embarrassing. Like, I never thought I'd be a Croc guy. When I saw them the first time, I thought they were the stupidest thing ever. I'm like, who would ever wear those? And I was not on the Croc train until about 4 years ago, and I backed into it. Like, I didn't, it still was something I would never wear, but I took the garbage out one night. My son had a pair, because he's like your age, and you guys don't care. You don't have that, hey, these are silly. You guys are all more about comfort, which I admire about your generation, but I put the Crocs on and I took the garbage out and I was like, wow, this is like a vacation for my feet right now. This is pretty impressive. And then my son wanted nothing to do. He's like, eh, whatever. And so I took them. Now I own a pair of Crocs. I have come 360. I own my own Crocs. And I don't even know how I feel about that. Whenever I see someone, I always make the joke. I say, hey, do me a favor. Don't tell anybody you saw me wearing Crocs, which just calls more attention to it. But do you put them in four wheel?
Sport mode.
That's four wheel, I think.
Oh, is it?
That's when you put the strap on the back of your ankles, correct?
When it's in the front position, isn't that sport?
I don't know, like maybe a Weekend at Bernie's mode or something. You're kind of chilling. I don't know. That's a good question.
You know, I used to work at a shoe store at Champs.
Yeah.
You don't realize how many Crocs we would sell there.
So what's the deal? Like, why? I mean, I get why people wear them. You slip them on. That to me is the big, most appealing thing.
Yeah, I mean, some, you know, kids liked it for the giblets. You know,
what's it, huh?
Those little like things you could put in the Crocs.
Decorate them.
Those are called giblets.
This just keeps getting worse and worse.
Yeah. So I mean, kids like it with that. You know, they can decorate their shoe how they like it, but also comfort. And one of the major Crocs that we sold. Was because it's cold here, you know?
Yeah.
We had fur-lined Crocs.
My wife has a pair of those.
And those things, let's just say, are heaven on feet.
See, I do heaven on feet. I do moccasins. I got some big furry moccasins at home.
Yeah.
So, and those are a little more home-friendly, I think, than Crocs with the fur. But my wife loves her furry Crocs.
They're so, yeah. I had a pair and, you know, they kind of got wrecked, but... I haven't bought a new pair yet.
We're going to talk more about this, but right now we need to get to our nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is something you wish you were better at? It's all about self-improvement. That's what we do here nightly on Nightlight, folks. What is something you wish you were better at? Let us know on the text line at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the app, Civic Media app. Download it today. It's very easy to use. It is free, right, Conrad?
That is correct.
All right. Very unlike our book fest that we will throw here in Green Bay. That's going to cost major dollars. But download the Civic Media app. Or if you're listening on the stream or watching the radio, drop us a stream comment and let us know what is something you wish you were better at. I'm going to say right now, and you know what? I'm going to do a tease, Conrad. Hold on now, folks. I'm going to tell you after this break. See, that's what I created that, you know, in radio.
You created the tease?
I can't even say that with a straight. I've been doing radio 2 years. Okay, so we're coming back, and I want to know the answer to your questions, folks. What is something you wish you were better at? Two great guests tonight. Fun question. Lots more coming up. Croc talk throughout the show. You do not want to turn that dial or that app or whatever. Stay with us. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Don't act like that. Don't wear that. Don't think that. I've heard everything you tell yourself every time you felt different. And I want you to know that you can be vulnerable and powerful. That taking care of your mind is taking care of everyone you love and who loves you. Love your mind. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Nightlight. I am Peach Wabba. Our question of the night, ladies and gentlemen, is what is something you wish you were better at? Let us know. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app or drop us a stream comment if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter X. And give us a like or a follow if you're so inclined. You know, there's all the big stuff. Like, obviously, I wish I was more handy. But I realize I never clean out my email box or my voice messages. I probably have 1,000 voice messages on my phone. Thank God. If they limited it to like 50, I would clean it out. But maybe the problem is they don't put limits on it. It's like a memory thing or something. But yeah, I need to be better at that. I've got so much junk mail, though, I can't bring myself to go through it. All I get basically in my email now, my main email, is junk. Or ads. That's probably 80% of it. What about you?
I would say I wish I was better at, you know, being creative in the kitchen, kind of like cooking.
Yeah.
I'd say, like, I can make food, but it's not the best. So I wish I was better at cooking.
Well, you got time. I mean, who's a great chef at your age? I mean, give me a break, right?
Gordon Ramsay, probably.
Doubt it. That's a good one. Cook at home more, be better at that. Yeah, I wish I was, and the obvious one for me is I wish I was more handy because my dad can rewire stuff, fix plumbing. He fixed up our whole house wherever we've gone. He's changed every room, put drywall up, all this stuff. Like, the guy can do everything. Guess how much he taught me, Conrad? Nothing.
Yeah.
I was the hold the flashlight guy, basically. No, I wish I was more handy, and I could have been more proactive about that. But I'm going to say, just on a day-to-day basis, I wish my email box was cleaner and my messages.
You know, I will say, I'll add to mine as well and just say, I wish that I could, you know, kind of control my binge eating habits sometimes. Oh, like, yeah, well, or, yeah, you know, portion out stuff. Like,
right.
I feel like I'll eat, like, like the classic thing we always say, like you can't just have two cookies or whatever.
Or one piece of pizza.
Exactly.
Which is probably all you need.
You take one bite and you're like, I could eat.
Yeah.
I could eat a lot of these right now. So I wish I could just be like, all right, just two and I'm done.
But like, are there people out there that I'm going to have one piece of pizza, a salad, a glass of water, and one cookie for? No, I, these people don't exist as far as I'm concerned. I eat pizza till I can't move anymore.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, it's just all about portion control.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, oh, I'll have some chips, and then you overeat the chips, and then you feel bad.
Chips
after
are the worst, too.
Yes.
Chips and cookies. There's, like, no nutritional value. That Kardashian article I was talking about before.
Yeah.
It said, I love at the top of the articles, they'll say, 3-minute read. 2-minute read, like to let you know and ahead of time how much time you're going to spend. This was supposed to be an 8-minute read, and I'm not kidding, it was 4 paragraphs.
I think they're just playing to their audience.
Maybe. Or themselves.
They read it. They had to go back and reread some sentences.
It would take the dunce Kardashian son 8 minutes to read this. That was just so crazy. I don't know. How do people feel? We got to... The Crocs is almost like a sub question tonight, because that could have been a question too.
Yes.
I do like talking about Crocs because I don't get them, but I own them and I like them. I know I'm very conflicted about the Crocs. But it is Thursday, folks. The popcorn pick of the week is happening in about 10 minutes. Jason Mansmith from the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake will be here. He is also part of the Civic Media family, which will be exciting to have him here on the show. He's been here before. And then Chris Rogowski, local musician and photographer and from Chicken or the Egg Photography, is also a sponsor of this show, coincidentally enough. And Chris will be here at 7:35. So lots of good stuff happening. I don't know where to go here because I had so much stuff I needed to get off my chest. I'm getting a new roof today.
Okay.
You probably haven't lived through this yet, but
no.
It's the first time I've ever had a new roof. And I'm like, well, I turned on the fireplace this morning and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to sit here and read it. A friend of mine sent me a script. I'm going to read the script. It's like World War II is happening on your roof. It's very nerve wracking because we have skylights. And I'm like, one of these guys is going to fall through the skylights on me, or it's terrifying, like the noise. So I'm a little on edge tonight.
I think you should be fine.
If I get jumpy, just... You know,
well, there's no skylights in here, Pete. All right. So you don't have to worry here.
It's a ripoff, man. We should have skylights. We got the big window right here, though.
A skylight would go through like seven
floors. Yeah. Are you surprised we haven't seen more craziness in this window? I mean, I've been flashed twice.
Yes.
And then I frankly, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more. If people are listening, I welcome that sort of thing. No, I am surprised like more crazy, like people puking or whatever, because there's bars here. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe I'll walk by, you know, once.
Why don't you just go outside and vomit? Would it kill you? what is something you wish you were better at on social media? Dan Davies, our pal Dan, says, semi-nude kitten juggling. Is this Dan the semi-nude or the kitten? Please clarify, Dan. Only the kittens. Oh, I get ahead of myself. People oftentimes answer. He says, only the kittens are semi-nude. I'm wearing lime green Speedos. No kittens, or Speedos for that matter, are hurt in this stunt. It hurt to read that, Dan, so I don't know if I believe that. Mike on social media, Mike Desitel, says, answering your questions. That's very funny. Did Mike put the Laffy emoji under that comment? Can you check that out, or is that somebody else?
Because they're never did it himself.
Never coming on the show again. Tim Baker says, nunchucks. You wish you could stop doing nunchucks.
You know, that would be pretty cool to be better at, you know?
It would be. My kids learned those when they were younger, when they did all this martial arts stuff. I'd be curious to know if they remember anything about
it. I saw who liked it, and it was the guy behind the guy. Behind the guy.
Oh, JB. He's dead to me. Amanda Nimmer from WGBW, our social media guru, says, understanding finances, mortgages, escrows, taxes, etc. It's like a whole other language I can't grasp. That's another great one. I suspect we'll hear more of that throughout the course of the show. Let us know, folks. What do you want to get better at? Text, call, just get a hold of us one way or the other. When we come back after the news, Jason Mansmith from the Thrasher Opera House will be here to make the popcorn pick of the week. This is Nightlight with Peach Wobble. We're coming right back.
Jasmine's testify in a faithless man believes.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
From Wausau's City Hall to Madison, stay informed with Civic Media's Radio Network's news team. Learn more at WXCO.fm. For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. The federal shutdown will affect food share recipients as of November 1st, in addition to already planned federal reductions in funding. Lisa Hale has more.
In July, President Donald Trump approved funding cuts to SNAP programs when he signed H.R. 1 into law. Those cuts take effect on November 1st. On top of that, the federal government shutdown is affecting the people who need SNAP benefits the most. Oshkosh Area Community Pantry Director Ryan Rasmussen.
Based on the government shutdown, starting November 1st, all SNAP benefits are cut. So no new monies will be given to any SNAP recipients. And also, for the first time, any outstanding balances that folks have could be in jeopardy.
Meanwhile, a press release from Governor Tony Evers' office on Wednesday said that the Wisconsin Food Share Program will run out of funding in 9 days due to the federal government shutdown. That program provides food assistance for Wisconsin children, families, and senior citizens.
Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill meant to bolster EMS staffing in Wisconsin. One of them reimburses students for their EMS classes taken at Wisconsin Technical Colleges. Another sends additional funding to those programs. On top of that, these bills allow rule exceptions. Those exceptions allow joint departments to use more money from villages, towns, and cities. The bills also create a pilot program for 911 video calling to allow dispatchers to better respond to emergencies. Data from the National Emergency Medical Services Information System shows EMS and paramedics responded to more than 60 million calls across the country last year. In 2020, that number was about 43 million. That means in 4 years, calls for EMS response have jumped by 38%. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In Filthy Rich People Who Can't Catch a Break news, Jennifer Lopez cannot seem to live without drama if she's been out of the spotlight for more than a month. The actress-singer appeared on The Howard Stern Show recently and said in all of her four marriages, she was given rings and material possessions and houses, but that none of her four husbands truly loved her because they weren't capable. That did not sit well with her first husband, Ohani Noah, who accused her of not only rewriting history, but of cheating on him multiple times during their just 11-month marriage. A former model and personal trainer, Noah says despite her cheating, she begged him to stay to avoid bad publicity in her career, but she still kept lying and cheating. That doesn't sound like our Jen. Noah claims he moved out of the state for her, supported her financially and emotionally until he was no longer needed. I mean, in J-Lo's defense, she did become famous very quickly. How was she supposed to know she'd only need him for 11 months? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Know what's happening in your community across Wisconsin and around the nation, all right here on WXCO. Real news, great conversation.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and frosty tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a little warmer, a high right around 50. A continued warming trend this weekend, highs climb through the 50s, maybe a slight rain chance. Currently it's 44 degrees.
Are you passionate about local high school sports? So are we. WXCO 98.9 FM is proud to be the only station in Wausau bringing you live, play-by-play coverage of high school sports, game after game, season after season. But we can't do it alone. We are currently seeking local sponsors and community partners who believe in the power of sports to bring people together, inspire youth, and energize our hometown pride. Promote your business, support our local athletes, be heard by thousands of loyal local listeners. If your business is interested in supporting live sports broadcasts while gaining valuable exposure, now is the perfect time to become a WXCO sports sponsor. Message us on our Facebook page or call or text our sales rep, Aaliyah, at 608-573-1597. That's 608-573-1597. Let's keep Wausau High School sports on the air together.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, Mike Clemens gets us set for the Packers heading to Pittsburgh to play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. And Kristen Lyerly joins the show from Pittsburgh as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
All right, welcome back. It is the Christmas Eve of weeknights, and there is a, Conrad, there is a Meatloaf tribute concert.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that's where I just saw a bunch of teachers out there, and they said, we're going to Meatloaf, and I thought it was a bunch of teachers getting together to go have Meatloaf.
Potluck?
They're going, yeah, exactly, or casserole of some sort, but they're going to a tribute concert, so that will be our Nightlight window fun. We'll be a bunch of teachers who are pretty wound up about making a tribute to Meatloaf, which I can totally understand. Right now, folks, this is exciting. It's Thursday, one of my favorite nights of the week, easily top five. And we make our popcorn pick of the week every Thursday here with a special guest. And joining us here tonight on Nightlight to make the popcorn pick of the week is our pal Jason Mansmith. He is the director of marketing at the Thrasher Opera House in Greenlake. If you have not been, I highly recommend it. It is a quaint, intimate, really cool venue. And Jason does an amazing job, and he joins us now over the stream. Hey, buddy.
Hey, bud. How you doing? Thanks so much for having me on this highlight of the week.
Pleasure is all mine. How are things going for you? Are you still part of the Civic Media family?
You bet.
I love that.
Just wrapped up a show about an hour and a half or so ago.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Always a fun time. Yeah.
Do you want to tell people about it before we jump into some movie talk here?
Well, sure. I mean, I always got to promote that, right? So join me each and every weekday afternoon on 93.1, The Wave in Ripon and AM 1600. And got all kinds of great music for you from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. So happy to be in. Been on that station coming up on 30 years next month,
wow.
If you can believe it. Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. Pretty special.
You have quite the life there, running a very cool venue, and now you got a show. It's just that's a good life, bud.
Yeah, I better clarify. I do not run the venue by any means. But
I didn't mean to insist. If Jason's boss is listening, that's not what he told me. I made an
assumption.
Our
executive director, Rachel, is an absolute rock star, and we've got a wonderful team out over there in Thrasher. We're just really, really excited, and we got a lot of really, really exciting things to talk about with you tonight.
Yeah, we'll do all that. And I did say you're a director of marketing when I brought you on, so hopefully
correct.
That doesn't get you in trouble. So.
No.
All right, fantastic. So let's talk movies.
Yes.
Do you? How do you like to watch movies, Jason? Are you a theater guy? Or are you a stream at home guy?
A little bit of both.
Sure.
You know, there's been some area upgrades in theaters around the area. Here, mainly in Fond du Lac and things like that down in the southern part of the valley. But where I'm at in Ripon is actually the first Marcus Theater amongst the entire company was here. Yeah. So we have that in our downtown. So I've, you know, been able to dip into a lot of different spots. So, but I also do like, you know, grabbing something from the streaming service or whatever and checking it on that way too, because it's super comfortable and snacks are close, right?
Absolutely. That's a great answer. I always prefer going to the theater too whenever possible, but you're right. I watch a lot more movies. It's just easier to watch them at home because they're right at your fingertips and I can jam through, you know, 5 or 10 movies a week and I'm not going to the theater that often, but I do prefer the theater. What are your favorite kind of movies? Do you have a genre you prefer?
You know, I'm kind of the comedy guy more than anything, but then I do like some of the suspenseful dramas. Or even kind of borderline, not horror, but just, you know, kind of in that where you're constantly thinking,
yeah.
Right? Or like something's going to be, you know, what's coming up next or what's going to look like. So, yeah, those are kind of my favorite ones in there. And, you know, I'm a sucker for a good musical and a really good documentary, too.
Oh, wow. Oh, good. Nice varied taste there. That's impressive.
Yes.
I like that. I like the caper stuff, too, and a good mystery as opposed to horror. But you said horror.
Yeah.
And this is kind of the horror season. And if it's your popcorn pick of the week, don't give it to us yet. But if there's another horror film you like or something, we could talk about that a little bit too. Do you like the slasher films or more of like just the jump scares?
Probably more the jump scares than anything. And my popcorn pick of the week is going to be a horror film, but
I'll
give you another one that I do really, really like. And it's a remake and it's 20 years old. And you think about the guy that's in it who's gone on to star in way bigger films, but Ryan Reynolds was in the Amityville Horror from 2005.
Oh,
they redid that one.
Yeah.
And it was so good.
Really?
So good. Yeah, I enjoyed the heck out of it. So that's one of my favorite ones, to be honest with you.
Okay. What about The Shining? Did you see The Shining?
Yeah, always. Who hasn't seen Shining? Right.
It's kind of a silly question, but I that's one that just to this day, there are scenes in that movie that scare me to my core. It's and not even the parts like where he's chasing Shelley Duvall or his son or whatever. It's just those like that one that scene where he's in the men's room. And the ball is happening outside, and the men's room attendant is like a ghost or whatever, and talking to him, and that haunting music is—it's so creepy and so well done.
Yeah, another Stephen King one that I really, really liked is Pet Sematary. I don't know if you ever saw that one.
I have not seen Pet Sematary. No,
it's got Fred Gwynne in it, who played Herman Munster from The Munsters. Right?
So yeah, that's awesome.
It's really good, kind of suspenseful thing too.
All right, that's fantastic. So what do you have a favorite movie snack, Jace?
Oh, well, how do you say no to popcorn, right? I mean, that's, you know.
The classic,
but gummy worms or gummy bears are also another a good one. You know, when you drop those, they don't make as many sounds as the Skittles. So.
Very strategic.
Not rolling down the hill. Yeah, exactly.
I was at the movies about, I don't know, 15 years ago with my son, and he goes to get a snack, and he bought some nerd ropes, and that cracked me. I'd never heard of those before. I'm like, what are those? And he like blushed and looked embarrassed. They're delicious, I have to say. I just think it's a funny thing. So does your snack choice, Jason, change from theater to home? Like, let's say you're at home, you got a great movie on your mind, you're going to kick your feet up. Do you make something special or a pizza or so? Do you change it up a little bit?
Not too often. It's usually popcorn everywhere, actually, when the movies go down. So I'm a frequent popcorn eater. I do like it. So
that's awesome.
It's an easy snack and always around the house. So
absolutely. Jason Mansmith is my guest. He is the marketing director at the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. Absolutely. Check it out. We'll give you an idea of what's coming up there shortly after we make our popcorn pick of the week. Do you have a movie cocktail? Do you like to make a cocktail at home?
Not really. So, you know, I not much of a drinker. So I'm going to probably err on the side of like a sparkling water, maybe a bubbler or something like that.
Okay. So, that's a good. What about drugs? Do you have a drug you like to take when you're watching movies at home?
Not really, but I mean, I guess I'm open to try if we can do it right.
You give us a movie tonight, I'll recommend a good drug for you to just kind of slip
away. Sounds good. What a deal, right? Who knew I was going to be a part of the show tonight? So
have you ever brought booze into the theater? Was there a time like when you're a teen where you do that?
Not booze into the theater, but did we smuggle in some snacks and some other things?
Oh, yeah.
And some, you know, Jolt soda back in the day? You bet, man. Oh, that was for sure. We did smuggle some of that in.
Jolt
sure. I think that's
soda.
Part of the ritual, right? That's just part of growing up. Got to smuggle a little bit.
Absolutely. I forgot about Jolt soda. But you're almost expected to sneak candy or snacks in, I think, when you're a kid, you know, even though you're not financially conscious. Just as a, it's a frugal way to be. How do you feel about previews, Jason? You like the previews or you kinda,
I do like the previews. I've actually found a couple of the movies that I wanted to really, really see based upon the previews. And I think the one that pops to my mind the most is when that Dylan one came out, A Complete Unknown. Like, I think it was early part of last year, right? I saw the preview for that. And I'm like, wow, I kind of want to see that one for sure. So
that's a great.
Have I seen it yet? No, I have not, but I will.
He would have crushed a Thrasher Opera House.
He would have.
That's a great venue for Bobby D. Do you have a favorite actor? Speaking of Dylan, like Timothy Chalamet played Bob Dylan. I thought he did a really good job. Do you have an actor that is enough to get you to go to a movie?
Samuel L. Jackson, for sure. That is my guy. I'm a huge Pulp Fiction fan, right? I love that movie a lot in it, but a lot of the other things that he does too are just so good. So that's one of my favorite ones for sure. He's Samuel L. Jackson.
Great choice. Are you a Tarantino fan by nature, in addition to Pulp Fiction?
I think, you know, Reservoir Dogs I got into, right? Yeah. And then a few of the other ones, Django Unchained, right? I like that one. That was good too. I wouldn't say a big Quentin Tarantino fan, but some of the ones I do enjoy.
Oh, some of the stuff he's done, you can't deny. It's just a great watch. What do you do in theaters, Jason, when people are too loud? Do you say something? You call the cops?
No, I don't. Usually I just deal with it. I'm a pacifist. I don't like to make too much
Not even a look. Not even
a
that.
Not
that
even
sort
a
of,
look.
Okay.
And, you know, comments in my head, but that's about it. So.
You never know what you're dealing with anyway. You're probably exactly. better up. What about, like, who do you like to go to movies with? Like, do you have a spouse, a partner, a group?
Yeah, I think the last couple of months have been with my significant other and then, some families and friends. So, yeah, that's always a good thing to do. You don't get on as much as often as we'd like to, but sure, it's good.
That's great. Okay, I think
and it's my nephew is huge into movies. So, you know, he's five. So, you know, we watch a little bit different movies than others. But, yeah. So those are good.
Do you have a favorite kids movie? Because some of them are great. Like some of them, when my kids were young, I'll still watch them if they're on.
You know, I think my first real good kid movie that I liked a lot was Aladdin. Remember when that came out in the early 90s? Robin Williams in it and all the other things. And that was really good. But like Up is good. You know, some of those animated ones too. So yeah, I dig them for sure.
I love it. All right. Jason Mansmith, Director of Marketing at the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. I think it is time for to get Jason's popcorn pick of the week. So, Conrad, if you please. What do you got, buddy?
My pick of the week, Tucker and Dale versus Evil, is great horror movie from 2010. It's a comedy horror.
Okay. Oh, I love those.
I know, right? And it's kind of spoofing off every other horror movie that's out there and kind of including the same thing. So, you know, there's this group of college girls and then, you know, things happen and then they're always hiding out in the open, you know, where anybody can find you kind of thing. But it's written differently. This group of kind of like hillbillies were mistaken for killers by a group of the college girls. And it's hilariously funny. Wow. And it's a great kind of spoof off of the horror movie. So yeah, Tucker and Dale versus Evil from 2010. I would highly recommend that one. There is a little bit of slasher in it, I'll be honest with you, but you can get through it. It's humorous, if I can say that.
Yeah.
Humorous slasher. So
and it's sometimes it's not as bad when there's slasher elements if it is funny, especially if they're trying to be funny with the slashing, you know.
Yeah, for sure on that.
Well, that's great.
I highly recommend it. Get it on and check it out.
I got it right here, and I'm pulling it up on IMDb, and I can see that, not a big marquee name cast.
No.
I like that, too. I find, for me, it's easier to lose myself in a movie when there aren't huge movie stars in it. You know, you can kind of get into it more. That's a great pick. Jason Mansmith just chose Tucker and Dale versus Evil from 2010. It is a rated R comedy horror. Have you ever seen Fright Night?
Yes.
That's a fun one, too.
Yep.
And April Fool's Day. I don't know if you ever saw that one. Biff from Back to the Future is in that. And he's really funny. And it's just a good like mix of comedy and scary stuff. So great pick, Jason. Jason is going to tell us what's coming up at the Thrasher after a very short break here. And our question of the night, folks, is name something you wish you were better at. I say cleaning out my emails and phone messages. Conrad says cooking. There are people that have said finance stuff. The sky is the limit. Give us your answer. I will read your text on the radio, and maybe we'll find out what it is for Jason, too, when we come back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The North Carolina legislature passed a new gerrymandered congressional map October 22nd, likely adding a GOP congressional seat to offset expected 2026 midterm losses in the U.S. House. Legislators diluted black voting power to do it, but say it was for partisan reasons. The map likely gives Republicans an 11-3 advantage in a purple state where President Trump won by only 3.3% in 2024. State leaders went out of their way to say it was manipulated to help maintain GOP control of the U.S. House. State Senator Ralph Hayes said, "The motivation behind this redraw is simple and singular. draw a new map that will bring an additional Republican seat to the congressional delegation. Why admit the cheating? The U.S. Supreme Court's Rucho decision said gerrymandering for partisan reasons was a state political matter, not a matter for the federal courts. For the moment, racial gerrymandering is still illegal under the Voting Rights Act, so the deliberate admission of partisan gerrymandering helps to create an alibi when the case reaches federal court. The new map changed only Congressional District 1, a currently competitive Northeast district where Black Congressman Don Davis won by 2%. A North Carolina Black Alliance analysis shows it shifted 8% of Black voters into adjoining redder districts, diluting Black voting power and tilting District 1 Republican. We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Friday night, it's the start of the playoffs for the Wausau West High School football team. The Warriors will travel to Heartland to take on Arrowhead in a Division 1 Level 1 playoff. Hear all the action live from the Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 p.m. and the opening kickoff at 7 on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau West football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Featherstone Cabinetry, the Wausau West Gridiron Club, K5 Construction, Rocket Industrial, and the Clover Belt Credit Union. It's Wausau West and Heartland Arrowhead in a Division 1 Level 1 playoff. Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
30,000 Wisconsinites could be priced out of ACA insurance completely. Former Assistant Secretary for Commerce and Economic Development, Alejandra Castillo. What's the off-ramp here?
If you haven't called your member of Congress, you need to. The off-ramp can only be individuals like you and I calling our members of Congress and demanding that both the White House and Congress begin to negotiate a real solution.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with us, folks. It is Thursday night. You are almost there. The weekend is literally right around the corner. Coming up at 7:35, our pal Chris Rogowski will be here from Chicken or the Egg Photography. Chris is also a musician. I think we're going to play one of his songs. That sounds cool. Yeah, very cool. So we'll do that. Our question of the night is, what is something you wish you were better at? Could be anything from juggling to cooking to finances. We've heard some great, or like Dan Davies cat juggling, semi-nude cat juggling. Right now, our pal Jason Mansmith is with us on the stream. He is the marketing director at the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. So, Jason, for people who haven't been there, give us a little background about the Thrasher.
Yeah, absolutely. So our historic opera house was built in 1910 by Charlie Thrasher. That's where the name comes in.
Oh, okay.
It's not a skateboarding magazine, which a lot of people maybe think that it might be. But yeah, so Charlie has this great idea of providing a gathering point for the community to you know, show, you know, silent movies at the time, or just to get people together. So he had that vision to build that, and he did so. And then it was, well, kind of went away for a little bit, and thankfully the community rallied in the late 1990s to purchase it and to renovate it and to open it back up in 1997, and they've been hosting shows in the historic Thrasher Opera House since then. That first year, 1997, they did 3 events. This past year in 2024, we did 89 events.
So wow.
We have grown tremendously over that amount of time, and we are excited about some new things that are going to be coming to the Thrasher Opera House, not exactly to the Opera House specifically, but to our offices and to the space directly next to the facility.
That's cool. And I think you told me last time you were here, the capacity, it's a very intimate venue, right?
Yeah. 200 seats is what we have for you. If we do a standing show, it's no more than 325, I think.
Wow.
And then we do some cocktail sitting as well. So we do shows with just, you know, 80 seats or a little bit less. So we really have the flexibility and the versatility to kind of set the show how we like it. And, you know, if we have some newcomers to the area, maybe we're not going to, you know, see 200 tickets out of that because not a lot of people maybe know them. We're able to set that room for a little bit smaller, still make it feel comfortable for everything, but we can open it up too if we need to.
That's fantastic. Did you have Mary Mack there recently?
We had Mary here about a year and a half ago.
Oh, was it that?
I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, she was in on that maybe last summer too. I think it might have been. Yeah, about a year ago last summer. I'm sorry. So
okay.
September.
She was on the show, and I remember she was talking about a date she had. I can't remember if it was the first time she was on or afterwards. But did you tell me this last time you were here? And I'm only asking because Halloween is coming up. I'm not trying to keep people away from the theater. But is there a haunted element to the Thrasher?
Yeah, there is. I think so. I did some ghost hunting with a fellow Civic Media colleague in Lisa Hale as well. So she's
really?
She's been down there to do some investigating with us as well on it. So it's, there's some elements of it for sure, like most theaters, haunted as always.
Can you give us like an example or something?
I personally have not experienced anything in there. But and when we were there, we just had some things. They call it paranormal for a reason, right? Because it's not normal. Some things that did occur, you know, just some things that we maybe heard, things like that. But for the most part, there Charlie is no doubt around there. I love walking into the Opera House and just greeting him and saying, "Hey, Charlie, how's it going?"
So you have a ghost named Charlie.
Well, that's what we named him. We figured it was Charlie Thrasher back there at the Opera House after he built it. He's got a good tie to it, right?
I love that. My guest is Jason Mansmith. He is the marketing director at the Thrasher Opera House. That's what we're talking about right now. We're going to talk about some upcoming events in just a minute. His popcorn pick of the week, folks. Jason made the popcorn pick this week is Tucker and Dale. Speaking of Halloween, which is right around the corner, it's Tucker and Dale versus Evil. It's rated R. There's some slasher, but there's also some good comedy, and Jason highly recommends it. So that's a great movie leading into the weekend. I saw that you just had to cancel a show. How much does that suck as a marketing director, having to cancel a show?
It's for us, it's fine. We can handle it, right? I feel bad for the artist given the situation. Our blues guy, Matt Schofield, had gone overseas to play in Poland and was in Barcelona and got his backpack stolen in Barcelona, which included his passport and his USA visa. So he was able to play the shows in the UK, but he has no way to get over back to the United States.
Oh, man.
In the due time. He has a meeting with the embassy, I think, next week, and hopefully he's going to get that stamp so he can get back over here. But, yeah, that's why we had to cancel.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Tough, right? It's just not like, hey, they're not feeling good or something like this was a – this is a real life-altering experience.
It's usually COVID, but this is like a real thing, right? Can we keep you through the news just for a few minutes, Jason,
absolutely.
And talk about
problem
some upcoming events? Because you've got some great Christmas stuff coming up, some kids events. We'll talk all about that. And real quick, do you have something you wish you were better at?
I was thinking about that during the break a little bit. I wish I would make more time to reach out to old friends, right?
Like
friends
that's
I've
great.
Known forever. Right. Just to reconnect with them and you know, see what's going on. Maybe even just a 5 or 10 minute conversation. You know,
I love that.
Say, hey, what's up? Thinking of you.
That's a great one. All right. Jason is going to stick with us through intermission. We'll be back for act two. But first, let's bang out a couple of these texts here. Con, we've got on the stream. Lil Irv says any all of the trades. I think that means being handy, which has got to be a big one. I think a lot of people wish they could, you know, were better at that. Certainly I do too. Edward from the 414 says, I wish I was better at not getting frustrated when CJ from Stoughton calls in to all the other Civic Media shows. He's took a shot at another listener. I don't know what to tell you, Edward. But thank you for the text. Ross from Crawford County, that's in the 608. He says, I wish I was better at playing guitar. Took lessons as a young kid and stopped, then started again as a late teenager and then stopped. Boy, that's another one. I wish I had never quit the piano. That's one of mine, too. People are just reminding me throughout the show of all the things I wish I was better at, and there are a ton of them. All right, we are going to do intermission, and we'll come back for Act 2. And when I say intermission, folks, I mean the Civic Media Crack News Team is going to keep you informed, tell you everything you need to know, and we are coming right back. Don't go anywhere. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every time that you call. And the world don't stop every time that you fall.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Day 23 of the government shutdown and more finger-pointing by Republicans and Democrats offering up doomed bills to pay some federal workers. Michael Wallace reports on the growing impact on millions of Americans.
Arkansas is warning SNAP benefits will be delayed if the shutdown doesn't end by November 1st. Teresa Robertson is with the Better Community Development Center in Little Rock.
We have clients come in all the time that talk about how I've eaten out of a dumpster three times this week because my benefits got cut off.
Meals on Wheels in San Antonio has lost $1.2 million in federal funding, forcing it to cut service to hundreds of seniors. CEO Vincent Ferris says a local business owner donated almost $200,000 to help.
It's letting these folks know that they're not alone and people remember.
A B-1B bomber flew over the sea off the coast of Venezuela today, the second such show of force by the U.S. military in a week. President Trump was asked about the continued strikes on alleged